Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what's weird about unwritten rules?
What's that?
Everyone has their own, and no one else knows them because nobody write them down. And that counts extra for unwritten rules in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because one man in this room is pissed at someone that lives down the street, was ranting and raving while Kimmy and I stared at him in complete confusion.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So yesterday, Tommy comes in the room.
Yeah.
Commercial break, and he's ranting and he's right. Wow, I can't believe it. So Kimmy and I have to go, what's the matter?
Yeah.
And you start yelling about someone that lives in your neighborhood.
Well, we're getting to that time of the year where yard work's starting to crank back up.
Sure, yeah.
And somebody's running blowers late at night.
When you say blowers, you're not talking about your mom. You can't just serve it up like that.
It's a terrible thing to say about my mother.
Yeah.
May she rest in peace. Yeah, he was blowing late.
So he's got a leaf blower.
Yeah.
So he's making noise with a leaf blower.
Okay. What's late?
It was after 8.
Like, okay.
Pushing 9.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens after 8. It's still in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
All right.
So he's sitting in his chair.
Yeah.
And you can't believe, out there after 8 o'clock, sun's about to go, the sun's going down and he's blowing his leaf.
Too late.
So Kimmy and I...
Trying to do the math in our heads, like why you would be out there, and it kind of made sense, right?
Makes perfect sense.
Come home from work,
you're marching one leaf down your driveway at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
When I'm trying to enjoy a drink and go to bed.
All right, let me ask you this question. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9260 if you want to jump in. What is the latest you are okay with blowing or mowing in your neighborhood?
Well, I say it moves with as the season progresses.
How so?
So... When sundown happens, you should shut her down.
Sundown is when you
should... Sundown, shut her down.
Okay.
That's the rule of the neighborhood.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not.
If it was June, the guy that you're pissed at would be in his well within his rights based on your rules.
Okay, that's fine, but there's light. There's no light.
You could do a 9 p.m. blow.
You already did the joke,
I know,
man.
You paused like you were going to do something.
I can't. You already threw my mom.
That's right. That's right. Look, man, if you're okay with him doing a 9 p.m. blow in late June,
I'm not okay with
your
it.
Your rule, sundown. Better take care.
Personally, once primetime TV starts, you should not be doing...
Was he blowing in 1994?
No, and I...
Probably was Seinfeld coming on?
No, but like...
Primetime TV starts at like 5 o'clock.
Well, for Tommy, it does. All right. The fact of the matter is this. The later, the better for a mow or a blow. Because I don't want that noise going on when I'm eating dinner with my family. Some folks want to eat outside during the summertime. Maybe you're trying to work the grill. The weather was really nice.
How about if I want to sit outside to have a nice drink at night and a smoke? And a going on.
Okay. You're upset about outside having noise?
Here's when you do your yarding. If you're working
specific
man.
Hours. Okay, go ahead.
Here's it. Saturday morning after 8.
Okay.
Or Sunday morning after 9.
Okay. We're going to put a pin in what you just said. But
wait, you'd rather have it that early?
Go ahead, put a pin. We'll get to that point. I do want to point out that not everybody is Saturdays and Sundays off, so not everybody has the ability to do that.
Okay, how about your Saturday or Sunday? You do?
Okay, well, you mean like
so Monday morning?
Monday at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, most people are gone out of the house or at work.
No, that's what I mean. Monday at 9 p.m. when he was doing it, that could be the freedom he has. And what if, even if he has Saturdays or Sundays, what if he's got familial obligation?
Here's the problem with local blowing jackhole in your neighborhood. It gives license to everybody else that wants to do it.
Yeah.
So now everybody's going to be cranking and blowing all over the neighborhood at 9 o'clock at night.
Well, you're talking about a cranking and a blowing.
Blowing and a cranking.
Bro, between 7 and 9 is the perfect time on a weeknight
bro.
To mow or blow. Everybody, you're watching TV, care. You're on your phone, you're doing other stuff that'll drown out that noise. That man was mowing and blowing the exact time he should have.
All right. I ain't for it.
All right, you've already kind of answered the question, and Kimmy asked it, right? So you don't want any mowing or blowing after sundown.
Yeah.
Even though you're not asleep yet, you just want to be able to drink in silence.
But I'm in unwind time. It's Tommy time.
Bro, what do you do after work?
Yeah, unwind time for you starts at 9:57 a.m. What about the early birds? The earliest someone is allowed to mow or blow on a Saturday or Sunday morning is what?
Well, usually most of those services that come around, they don't start before 9.
Okay. So, but I'm talking personal.
You should probably adhere to what the professionals do. So I would say 9 o'clock, you're safe.
Okay. And look, before you call the show, I know there are town ordinances. Don't call me up with those. We're not talking, you know, I'm following the law. The town says I can't. We're talking about not being a dick.
Okay, here's a rule you could use. If you're already hearing dogs and kids outside raising hell, then I guess you're fine firing up your mower because you're... Wild ass kid is out there screaming and the dog is barking. Once neighborhoods wake up, and you know when they wake up.
No kids outside at 9 in the morning raising hell.
My old ass neighborhood, I can hear kids at 9
in the morning. You're lying. That does not happen.
You can hear them.
I have never gone outside as a child before. My kids have never gone outside to play
summertime,
before.
Summertime, they're not up.
9 a.m.? My kids? Early. They're not awake until 11.
Yeah.
It's their morning cartoon time.
Yeah. They don't have those anymore. It's all educational.
Really?
Now.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Kimmy, what is the earliest you're okay with a mow or a blow in your neighborhood?
Earliest
on a Saturday or Sunday.
I mean, I'm fine with like 9. I think that's a fair time. I feel like kind of before that, you are getting a little too. You're assuming that everybody's cool with it.
The answer is 10 a.m.
10.
The answer is 10 a.m.
I mean,
Jesus Christ,
man, I'm
gonna be mowing into lunchtime.
If you are mowing or blowing before 10 a.m. on a Saturday or Sunday, you are a dick.
Because if you sit outside before like 9 a.m., it's dead silent probably in your neighborhood, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Look, there isn't a need to start mowing or blowing before 10 a.m. And if someone in my neighborhood is mowing, that means I now have to mow at that time too. So the least you can do is give me peace and quiet for as long as you can on a weekend before I have to get up and go to work.
So you're basically saying no morning yard work.
Well, no, morning, 10 a.m., 10 in the morning. You got 2 hours of morning. You can't get your yard work done in 2 hours, you bitch? Moving slow? No, turtle-ass, yard-working-ass, east-side-ass bitch?
It's getting hot out.
Shut up.
Sun coming up. You better take care. Blowing around, I'm upstairs.
There you go. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy comes in freaking out yesterday because one of his neighbors was leaf blowing between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night on Monday night. And Kimmy and I were confused because that seems like the perfect time to do it. Tommy says, if it's past sundown, you have to stop your mowing and your blowing. Why do they make mowers with lights then, man? Checkmate, bitch!
That's a great question. Oh, because they have plow attachments.
Mm-hmm. The answer is so you can mow after sundown.
Man, if you're mowing with your headlights on, you're a dick.
I got a neighbor that mows with his headlights on.
Really?
He uses blinkers too.
Do they have brights on those?
He wants to use it.
No, this guy takes his lawn very seriously. Yeah. He like mows it like 2 or 3 times a week. He like puts the
patterns in it. An insane guy too, because we have people in our neighborhood that double mow.
Yeah.
And I go, you got to be kidding me. And I'm not sure if. Because my neighborhood is so old, if they're doing it because they're fastidious or they have dementia and they forgot they already mowed.
I think my dad's pretty close to that guy, but he does it. He mows more often because he doesn't want to rake.
Okay.
Okay.
He the grass, wanna, the clippings.
Yeah.
He keeps it tight.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have to clean up like that extra grass.
No, but like John Deere says, mowing in the dark's okay.
Really?
Well, yeah, because they have the lights on the tractor. So what are you going to do about it, bitch?
I think that's because they have it on the farm equipment, and guys want to think they're farmers when they're mowing.
Well, you wouldn't add to... Okay, maybe you're right. But the fact of the matter
and
is...
they look cool.
It exists. By the way, the early morning mow, which you're okay with, is way worse than the late night mow.
Because I'm a morning guy.
No, but you're less likely to have stuff on in the background in the morning because other people can be sleeping, like when you get up in the house. So if I'm up having breakfast and I'm reading something while I'm, you know, eating my peanut butter toast...
Yeah.
I have wah in my ears the whole time. That makes you a bad person for doing that.
It kind of reminds you of summertime, mowing and the fresh cut grass.
No, that sucks, man. That really sucks.
Cup of Folgers.
You know how close some of these windows are to other people's yards in Rochester? Like, you could have a guy literally outside your bedroom window walking. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, by the way, mowers do have bright lights or brights on them because mine has brights.
And you tested it out.
I had to because I don't want to not finish and then have to go back the next day. It doesn't look good.
Start earlier.
Oh, yeah, when I have to work and then take care of kids. I don't get home from work till 6:30 at night. And then I have to feed the kids and I have to feed myself. And by the time you get out, it's 8:30.
Preach, Pete.
Why don't you get your wife to feed the kids?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Bad jokes yesterday, and they continue again today.
Oh, it's this jerk.
Pete. You heard him so bad.
Mower light Pete.
He was swinging for the fences the rest of the show because you got so deep in his head. So deep in his head, Petey. No, but I mean, Pete makes a great point. Like, not everybody has your wide-open schedule, Tommy.
What about the weekends?
What are you so... Well,
made
again,
for Michelob and mowing.
Pete, you can attest. How many things does your wife schedule with you and the kids on a Saturday and Sunday that you can't get out of?
Well, usually I'm at my cabin on Saturday and Sunday. So.
Oh, my God. You're a hunting dick.
You can't hunt during the summer.
Yeah. What Pete said.
This is a summer deer.
What did you call him? Wildlife expert Tommy Mulay over there. He doesn't even know what hunting seasons are.
Well, no, Tommy Crockett killed him a summer deer.
He's such an expert because he's killing all the animals in the summer and examining them. No one else is out there to get them, Pete. Thanks for the call, bud. Lord. Have a good rest of the day. I wanted to ask him, was it a functional brights use, or was he just testing out his brights?
He's playing with them. He thinks he's convoy.
You would play with the brights, too, if you had a tractor with brights on it.
You know what might annoy me more than the time somebody mows is how long they mow. Because I have I live in the city, so nobody's yard is that big. Mm. You know what I mean? But I have one neighbor who, he'll be out there with his mower for like an hour plus, and I'm like, what else are you mowing? Like, I don't know if he's just going over the same spot over and over again, but it drives me nuts because I'm just like, you have to be done by now.
It sounds like you've got pattern guy.
Could be pattern guy.
Also, you know, he's trimmer, edger guy. Yeah. He has all the toys.
Yeah, but you're that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are you doing with that for trimmer, edger guy, you know, like me?
But I shut her down early.
Let's be real here.
All right.
All right. Some guys only get up and do this early, the mowing and the blowing, to try and assert neighborhood dominance. Because they think they're a better man than you are.
Well, they're done. They're all buttoned up.
Because they're up at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning doing this. Mm-hmm. Not only am I up and around earlier, I'm putting work in before you even get out of bed. My day ends before your day starts. And here's the thing. Nobody cares. Nobody's impressed.
Yeah.
Everyone in the neighborhood hates you. We all hate you. Stop getting up at the crack of dawn before 10 o'clock and mowing and blowing. I don't care. I don't care. And your wife hates you too.
I care.
Bro, whatever you
get. Don't my feelings matter?
No. Whatever you get done at 8 in the morning, you can get done at 10 in the morning. It's the same thing.
I gotta go work around your sleep schedule.
Yes. That's what polite neighbors do.
Oh, excuse me. The prince of the neighborhood is still sleeping.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Good.
Well, I got two neighbors that are on each side of me that are the most annoying because they're the ones that mow their lawn every other day.
Every other
day? My lawn, yes. Every other day. So my lawn is always off because I only do it once a week.
Okay, that's standard, right?
Yeah. I don't know anybody that mows that much. There's nothing to mow.
Both of them do. And they have the nerve to come up to us and go, well, your lawn's looking a little long. I go, well, I cut it 5 days ago. I don't cut it every other day.
You give him the finger and you walk back in the house. How you like that? All right, there goes Chris. He hung up on us. Let's talk to Phil, and then we'll wrap it up. Hey, Phil, you got the last word on CMF. What do you got?
So, when I lived in the city, there was a guy who would mow his lawn at like 10:30 at night, and he'd have one of those, you know, those headlights strapped to his head.
Yeah.
Oh, a headlamp.
As he was mowing. Yeah.
That looked like a miner coming out of the cave.
Wait, did he have a push mower with a headlamp?
Yes. And he would wait until the grass got super long.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he probably got something from the city. I don't know. But it was like the grass would get super long, like, you know, ankle height or higher. And then so he would probably mow his lawn every 3 weeks.
Okay, at 10:30 at night with a headlamp.
Out there, like, yeah.
Okay, but that sounds like a guy who's working long hours. Was he working long hours? Hippie, shut up.
One of these movements.
I don't know.
Phil, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good right. One more question before we move on.
Yeah.
You got to choose one.
Yeah.
Guy who mows at 6:30 in the morning. Guy who mows at 10:30 at night. Which one would you prefer?
I got to go 6:30.
Well, because you're up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
because your soul won't let you sleep. You start remembering things you've done, and you're jolted awake every day at 4 a.m.
I mean, it is
10 at night. That's when he's starting?
Yeah.
That means he's going into the midnight hour.
No, he could have a small lawn. He's done by 11.
That's still an hour of mowing,
I'm
man.
I'm still saying the morning one's the worst.
Okay,
because most people are going to be asleep by 11 o'clock at night.
But I'd rather be prevented from sleep than be like woken up to that noise.
Yeah, she's right.
You know,
she's 100. We're okay. We're all on the same page. You're wrong about everything in this discussion.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We can admit when we're wrong.
Okay.
And with this, we were very wrong.
What happened?
Well, a few months ago, we didn't understand why a man would steal this product from a store. A product we hadn't heard about in years. But now it seems these things are gold, and folks are making serious bank off of them. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The story comes to us from the Dollar General on Buffalo Road in Chalai. An unknown man in a black hoodie and a green jacket stole an assortment of Slim Jim beef products from the store.
Yeah.
They got it out. Took off in a beige sedan with all of their Slim Jim loot. And when the manager did an inventory of what was taken, they determined the thief got away with, you ready for this?
How much?
$110 worth of Slim Jims.
God damn, how much are Slim Jims?
That's what I'm wondering. Is that like 100 Slim Jims?
No.
Are Slim Jims like $7?
I bet you
a single Slim Jim?
Yeah, one Slim Jim. Yeah. What's one Slim Jim cost? And I know there are different Slim Jim sizes, so maybe this is a confusing
Are they a
question.
Legitimate Slim Jim, like the brand?
It says Slim Jim in the police report.
So like looks like you can get a pack of them for like $2. So
yeah, what about that long with that 6 foot? Looks like a bullwhip.
Yeah.
One large one's about $1.50, $1.25 to $1.50.
That's a whopping ass load of Slim Jims, man.
That's like 100 Slim
Jims.
That's
a Slim Jim workout.
So there have been no arrests.
They have one called the Monster Meat Stick.
What man is buying a Monster Meat Stick?
Usually I thought your mom buys that one.
That one's $2.50.
She can make that thing disappear in 2 seconds.
What the F, man?
so salty and greasy.
In this case of the man who stole $100 worth of Slim Jims, $110, yes. There have been no arrests. There are no suspects in custody. Just a man.
Just wait by the hospital if you get some ball. It'll be a strong.
Well, here's the thing. There's a reason we tell you this story.
Right.
A few months ago, we had a story of an older man who was arrested for stealing an entire Slim Jim display from a grocery store.
Yeah.
And we laughed about that story because at the time, we assumed he took all those Slim Jims for himself.
Yeah.
Then we made fun of adults who ate Slim Jims because we didn't think they existed.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a ton of hate. Lots of grown men who have Slim Jims as part of their regular diet.
Mm.
And a few weeks later, another story of a massive Slim Jim theft at a gas station. And then we have this story today. So, Tommy,
yeah.
Based on the evidence we have in front of us, Slim Jims are a hot item to steal. And the chances that these three different men are stealing these Slim Jims
but
for
you're
them.
But you're adults stealing this cheap food.
But that's what you're not thinking about here.
What am I not thinking?
The odds that they're stealing these for them to eat, personally consume, are almost zero.
Do you think they're flipping gyms?
They have to be. It's a gym flip.
Yeah. Usually you do that, what, Saturday night?
Man, you are on fire today. Where the hell are you unloading hot Slim Jims? No, bro, three guys.
They're only a dollar. Like, you're not even, it's not even making money.
Three men in three separate locations stealing this much inventory of Slim Jims means it's not for themselves. They're selling them somewhere. They're flipping these Slim Jims. And that also means there is a large black market of Slim Jims that other grown men and women are buying
eating.
From these
people. Because I don't want to spend that dollar. It can't be.
Bro, it has to be.
Because it's so easy. They literally sell them in a convenience store, which means it's convenient.
Right.
I'm going to go out of my way to save 50 cents on a Slim Jim.
So you're telling me
even
that
big beef stick.
You're telling me.
Meat stick,
excuse me.
You're telling me then it's more likely that three separate men in this area
it don't make no sense,
committed three separate crimes because they love Slim Jim so much they were willing to risk arrest?
Yes.
No.
But that's so. Let's if he got 100 Slim Jims.
Yeah.
He made if he can sell them all. He's made $50.
$50 he didn't have before. I mean, you're also not considering who may be doing this stuff, right? It could be addicts that are desperate. They could also be selling to, like, bodegas in the city that are going to mark up the price, right? But, like, to your point, there are certain items that are likely to be stolen from stores, like laundry detergent, diapers, baby formula. Yeah. Those are big targets. But those make sense.
Yeah.
They're all necessities. People will always pay for those. No one needs a Slim Jim. Your baby doesn't need a Slim Jim.
No, you're probably right. It's got to be the most delicious bad food for you.
So what are we missing here? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When and why the hell did Slim Jims become such a hot thieving item?
Yeah.
What's a number one go-to quick store gas station snack for you guys? Kimmy, go.
Combos.
Right?
Wait, combos?
I love combos. I only buy them at convenience
those
stores.
Those are good, but I haven't had a combo in 20 years. I didn't think they still made them.
Yeah, neither did I.
That's like wolfing down a bag of Bugles.
Bugles is mine. I was going to say Bugles.
They cannot make Bugles.
I love Bugles because, you know, you put them on your fingers and you eat them like you're drinking. Yeah.
Good with the dip, too, man.
No, you don't dip a Bugle. You let the Bugle speak for itself. The Bugle is perfect on its own.
All right.
Wait, I was unaware, like you said, they still made combos. Mm-hmm. Combos might be the one food that's worse for you than a Slim Jim.
Yeah, because it's not anything.
Yeah, well, I get the pretzel kind.
It ain't cheese. Nope. It ain't a pretzel.
I get the pizza pretzel kind are my favorite.
That's even worse!
Yeah, because it's not. Yeah, it has to be so artificially made.
Yes!
Yeah, but what else isn't? Or what else, like, what isn't in a convenience store? If you're looking,
Lay's.
If
straight
you're looking
up
for
Lay's
a snack,
potato chip.
That's your go-to?
Oh, yeah. A good
boring.
Yellow bag.
Wait, even the plain Lay's?
Yeah.
What a bitch.
What's wrong with plain Lay's?
You can get those anywhere.
Bro, but that's the original chip.
Okay.
Like, that is the original. That's what the GIs ate in World War II.
You don't even want a flavored Lay's? Sour cream and onion?
No, because I'm a dipper.
Okay.
I would get if I'm going to go chip and dip, I'm going Lay's.
No, but we're talking convenience.
I let the chip speak for itself.
You should let the chip speak for itself. But if we're talking convenience store, you're not going to dip while you're driving. This
True.
Is like something you're grabbing in the car and munching
well,
on the way
home. I still probably just grab I would grab some form of potato chip.
Plain Lay's. I am disappointed in you.
Right.
Like you could get anything. They have all the snacks there.
And
Or you're grabbing combos,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because you can.
Weak-ass non-pretzel.
No, I mean, that's at least a unique item.
Yeah. It's so unique, nombody buys it.
She's getting the pizza combo. And I don't know. We didn't think anyone bought Slim Jims.
When's the last time you saw a combos commercial?
You don't need to because people are buying them at the
They sell themselves?
Yeah.
252-WCMF. We now have three men arrested for stealing massive amounts of Slim Jims in three separate incidents over the last few months in the greater Rochester area, which means A, these guys are flipping them on the black Slim Jim market. Mm. B, Slim Jims are still popular amongst adults. Let's talk to Suzanne. She's on CMF. Hey, Suzanne. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
So my brain automatically went to the thought that perhaps they are using them. You think about this. The outside is tough, but the inside is soft. I'm thinking more along the lines of something to distribute illegal drugs.
All right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page, Suzanne. Hold on. All right. Hold on. There are no stupid ideas in the break room based on everything
you've
ever said.
You're really thinking outside
the box. That's not stupid, dude. I'm just trying to make sure.
Hold on. I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same. Suzanne, we've got off on the wrong foot, Suzanne. I was defending you.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make sure we're all together on this, Suzanne. So you think these men stole $100 worth of Slim Jims to cut them open to then put narcotics inside the Slim Jim?
You don't even got to cut them open. You use a tool and shove the pills right down inside.
But why?
Yeah. Right into just selling the pills as is.
Because there's no dead giveaway. If somebody caught somebody on a corner handing a guy a Slim Jim, that doesn't look like foul play.
I want you to hold on, Suzanne, I want you to back up and say the sentence you just said one more time out loud for me.
Really? Okay.
Go ahead.
If some person was on a corner and walked past somebody else and hands him a Slim Jim, they are not going to be an object for legal action because there's nothing that looks suspicious about it.
All right, Suzanne, I'm going to say this. I think it would be more suspicious to see a man handing a Slim Jim on a corner than actual drugs.
No.
Yes.
Think about this. My brain works in weird ways, and I don't know.
And sometimes it doesn't work at all.
Well, look, there are no wrong answers in the break room.
I think we found one.
I mean... maybe it would work for somebody.
Can't talk about Slim Jims.
Okay. If we discover, like, this is some sort of...
you know what's going to happen out there?
I know. It's going to be in the news.
I want you guys to give me a shout-out.
Okay. Well, we Suzanne, absolutely will.
All right, Suzanne, just one more question before I let you go. One more question.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Slim Jims being used as drug couriers before this moment right now?
No, but think about this.
I did.
We got it.
No, wait. These guys got to get craftier by the minute.
Okay.
They're getting snatched doing anything and everything. So, okay, you got three guys in a matter of a small amount of time stealing Slim Jims, okay? They're not taking them home and eating them or selling them at a convenience store.
Okay.
They are doing something. Think about it. They're doing something illegal.
She's trying to think of a purpose for the Slim Jims other than eating them.
See, here we're playing chess. Suzanne's playing checkers.
Slim Jim checker.
Suzanne, great theory. I really appreciate it.
It doesn't say go the other way.
Yep, it does. But that's why we're not bright enough to do the Slim Jim logic that Suzanne... That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Of course.
Suzanne seems like a sweet woman. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'll give her credit. She thought it through.
I mean, she did have stats to back up her Slim Jim theory. She did. Yeah.
But this is why women can't talk about Slim Jim.
Shut up, potato chip boy.
Women don't eat Slim Jims.
You don't eat snacks. You have all the world's snacks at your fingertips. You have plain potato chips.
I will
chips.
Say this. When I was a fat boy, I ate everything, right?
Okay, well, think back to your fat boy self.
But I never knew a fat girl. Even the fat girls I knew ate Slim Jim.
Do women eat Slim Jims?
They don't.
I've never been a Slim Jim person.
No woman. You don't. You listen. You knew some West Side fatties.
Man.
You knew West Side fatties. And you never saw West Side fatty eating a Slim Jim.
There have to be women if they're...
Yeah.
Is that a female... snack.
What is a female snack?
Potato chips.
Potato chips is a female
combos.
Snack?
Combos. Something normal.
Combos? I would not have thought of combos as a female snack.
But like spicy meat stick, I don't think is on chick's radar.
There is no such thing as a male snack versus snack. No,
everybody enjoys snacks.
Candy? Is that a male snack or a female snack?
Depending on what kind of candy you're talking
Snickers
about.
Snickers bar.
Snicker bar, I would say more guy.
Gummies.
Gummy girl.
Oh, you just pissed off a lot of dudes, bro.
No, girls like gummies.
A lot of dudes
gummies.
Who eat those white and blue sharks that you get in the plastic container from
little
the gas station.
Yeah, because, you know, women don't like chocolate.
The women like chocolate. I give you that.
You just said they're gummy people.
Well, he asked me.
I said Snickers bar, and you went men.
Yeah.
I don't think they like the nutty, hard, like, gnarly-looking bar.
What are you talking about?
I think they like,
I don't know anybody that doesn't like a Snickers bar.
Now, let me ask you this. No, we're going to go male versus female snack. Right. Hostess wrapped up snack cake, male or female?
Which one? Is that the long one?
Well, there's a bunch of them. Let's go with
you have to describe it to him because he doesn't know what you're talking about.
Like a Little Debbie?
Yeah, or Hostess, which is also a brand that makes them.
I'm going to go that's a dude. Small cake dude.
What?
Yeah.
Ladies be loving cake, man. That was my favorite rapper from the early 90s. LL cake? Cool Cake.
Ladies like cake on a plate. Guys like hand cake. Wrapped up hand cake for man. Plated cake for the ladies. Because ladies like their desserts, but they like them on a plate.
Shut up. What are you talking about? All right.
Well, she's getting a little daddy dessert.
Hand cakes for dudes. Plate cakes for ladies. Yes. Is what you just said into a microphone. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Kimmy, would you think Hostess Cupcake dude or female snack?
I think of it more as a young person snack.
Okay.
But I don't know, because like sometimes you just get like, you know, cravings and you're like, give me a Hostess.
Pink snowballs.
Mm.
Coconut.
Lady color guy cake.
I don't know a lot of guys who like coconut.
I love coconut.
Do you?
I like coconut.
I know people that hate it.
Anything with coconut on it, I will eat it.
Yeah. I'm a coconut man.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. This whole story started with another man arrested for stealing a massive amount of Slim Jims, $110 worth from the Dollar General on Buffalo Road in Chi-Lai. It's the third man we've had steal a massive amount of Slim Jims from a store in the last couple of months. We laughed at this in the first story. People got mad at us because we said no adults eat Slim Jims anymore. But it does seem, based on what we know about crime, and you know us, we know a lot, that these men are stealing them to flip them.
Yeah.
So Suzanne had the theory that they are using the Slim Jims to jam them with drugs.
Yeah, mule drugs to somebody.
Yep, so they could stand on quarters and do Slim Jim sales and not look suspicious.
Not at all.
Let's talk to Chris. He's on CMF. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm very upset now because your previous caller just is ruined by Slim Jim drug business. Not too happy. I don't know how I'm going to get my ecstasy to everybody. So I'm very upset. Tell her I'm not happy with her. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Chris. Thank you, buddy. There goes Chris. He's very upset with Suzanne for blowing his Slim Jim spot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
$68 million a year ends up in the trash this
week. What is it?
One simple change, literally.
Is it hard, though?
No, it's the easiest thing you'll do ever. Done. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Americans throw away $68 million in change every year.
Oh, spare change.
Spare change. $68 million.
Damn.
Nationwide of our money goes into the garbage. Now, by the way, fun fact. Dumps have realized this, people at process, so they now have machines that will separate the coins so they can keep it themselves.
Bam,
so they're actually making money on the money that we're throwing away. Mm. So I know that both of you are coin chuckers.
Mm-hmm.
That statement that $68 million in change gets thrown away is making a lot of people listening to this show freak out because they are coin savers. Mm. Now that you know that that much money is being chucked in the garbage, are you going to start saving your change?
I don't think so. I mean, I know I got like change laying all over the place, like in the car, in the house. Mm-hmm. I'd have to like, what do I do with it?
Put it in like a jar until you get a lot of change.
And then what?
And you can put in those Coinstar things.
Or to the bank. And you take
it. Look at the bank with a jar of coins like I'm 8.
You got to roll it.
There's my coins. Give me $7. I got to go get some black market Slim Jims.
No, but like eventually, there's drugs in there. Be careful. Yeah. Eventually, you would get enough change where you'd have like
$100. $100 in change. That's a good payoff in 35 years.
Bro, you're making this noise like you could desperately use $100.
Everybody could use it, but I'm not going to earn it and work for it.
But you're not working for it. You just take it out of your pocket and putting it somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff.
Kimmy, are you a coin chucker?
I don't throw it away. To Tommy's point, it's just in like various places. I don't have like one central place where I put all my change.
And I don't get a lot of change anymore because I don't pay with cash. Okay, years ago, you used to get so like you clean your car out and you'd have all this change laying around. I bet you there isn't $2 in my car.
Okay.
Yeah, if I had, like, you have kids, I would just give the change to your kids, let them save it up. Like, I think parents sometimes are shocked after a few years how much money in coins your kid has. Like, I remember when my parents were, this is when they were moving out of our house. They had found this collection of quarters that my brother had, like, in his closet in his room. He had, like hundreds of dollars worth of quarters sitting in his closet just because as a kid, he was I like the different quarters.
Did your dad keep that or did you give it to your brother?
I have no idea.
He cashed that out, baby.
Can I go back to something you just said?
What's up?
Keeping the change for the kid's tooth fairy. You know the tooth fairy brings $5 to $10 per tooth now.
It's paper money now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
$10 a tooth?
It depends.
How many teeth they lose?
All of them.
How many teeth you got?
Like 20.
God damn, man. Yeah. That's like college tooth.
I don't know how many did college tooth.
Man, that's crazy.
No, I was the smartest of the dinosaurs back in the day. College tooth. No, I just find it weird that I'm looking you in the face and I'm telling you how much money we throw away. And by the way, that's just an estimation. It could be more. Yeah. That money could be used to in exchange for goods and services.
Really?
And you're like, nah, not worth emptying my pocket when I walk in the door.
Plus, I also got to go to the bank. And I haven't been to the I only go to the bank when absolutely necessary now because I just don't need to.
I was going
to
say, you almost said I don't go to the bank. You go to the bank five times the amount of times I go to the bank.
Well, I got accounts there.
Excuse me.
Accounts.
Tommy Wall Street.
I got hundreds to move around. So that means I got to go inside because you can't do it through the window. I can't put a mayonnaise jar in that little drawer thing.
You have to roll your coins to exchange them at the bank.
I'm out. What's this Coinstar?
Yeah, take it to Coinstar.
Yeah,
what's that thing at Wegmans?
Yeah, it takes like, 5% or something?
Okay, I used that like years ago.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago, I did Coinstar.
Okay.
Yeah, and they whack you.
Yeah, but it's money you wouldn't have had in the first place.
All right. I ain't doing it.
Doesn't work for you.
I'll give it to the grandkids.
No,
here's
you won't.
Here's a Ziploc bag of money.
By the way, yeah, don't give 3-4-year-old kids coins. They're going to swallow them.
All right. What if I roll them?
Buy them a piggy bank.
And they're going to put them in their fist and punch you in the face.
Piggy bank.
Do they still have piggy banks? My kids never had a piggy
bank. Yeah, they have cool ones now. I have a young family member who has like this one that looks like a vault, and you need like a password to get into it.
Oh.
It's pretty sweet.
I was going to get the old style, the actual pig.
But then you got to smash it to get the money.
Yeah, it's fun for the kid.
Yeah, except if you grow attached to the thing that's been in your room for years.
Jesus Christ, you want money, kid? Smash the pig.
252 WCMF. Americans throw away $68 million in coins every year. It's gotten to the point where it's so common that dumps, garbage processing plants, have developed machines to get the money out of it so they can keep it. Despite that, Tommy's like, meh. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. So I would imagine that Tommy's piggy bank would be like Elmer Fudd, right, with a gun he can't buy. At any rate, it goes deeper than that. Some of these coins are really worth some money. For stupid reasons, I've seen these things, double or shadow stamped where they've got like a shadow to the letters or the numbers. And I worked with a guy a while back. He had a $20 bill that the way the number was sequenced and it ended in a 0001, sold this thing on eBay for $300. a $20 bill just because of the number.
All right, so Tommy's making a face. If you're watching the live stream, he is not impressed. Why are you not impressed by what
because,
we're doing?
Because, Rambo, you're around my age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever scored a really valuable coin?
Yes.
How much?
I mean, valuable, well, $600.
You got $600 for a penny.
Well, yeah.
I mean, or did you get $600 because you had $600 worth of change?
No, I actually probably in my jar only have a couple hundred dollars. But, I mean, it's like you take the time to go through it. I've seen some auctions, some posts, some coin collectors that are showing, you know, these dollars.
I'm never going to hit on high-end quarters.
Well, you never know. Hey, Raymond, I'm going to take some more calls, but thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Have a good rest of the day.
I'm never going to hit.
Look, I'm looking at the most valuable coins in circulation right now, like ones you can just come across every day. If you have a quarter from between 1932 and 1964, it's made out of silver. That's worth more. Those will still be around.
I heard they're almost a quarter.
But how much? Worth how much?
It ain't much. Like a dollar.
It'll give you the value of the silver.
Oh.
And silver's low. It's like $10 for like 1,000 pounds of silver.
What? Are
when you hear that ad,
that's not true.
When you hear
that
ad,
100% not true.
I will tell you right
now.
You're
saying that it's $10 for 1,000 pounds
of silver. When you hear that ad, and they always go, "If you buy X amount of gold, we'll give you this silver," which tells me silver you can wipe with.
The 2005 Kansas State quarter was an error. It says "In God We Rust," not "In God We Trust" on it.
Oh. Okay.
So those are worth approximately $100. And the Wisconsin State quarter with an extra leaf, which is also still in circulation, is worth approximately $300.
All right, but you know, but those are super rare, and you'd have to like examine every quarter to find those flaws.
Yeah.
Who's doing that, man? You got a bag of quarters.
I guess if
quarters.
You know what to look for, maybe you look for it every time you get a quarter.
Yeah. You have to get one of those jeweler monocles and hold it up and look at it like you're at Men's Jewelers.
Or just read Trust.
Oh, my God, man. I think I got $100 here, Ma.
Which is, so what's that, like 20,000 pounds of silver?
Yes. Silver ain't crap.
So 1 pound of silver is worth about $275.
You're an idiot. 10 pounds of silver. I don't even know what you said.
No, 1 pound of silver.
Pound of silver.
No, you said 1,000 pounds of silver is worth $10. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Okay. They give it to you.
Mike's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Hey, talk about the granddaughter saving money, giving the money to the grandkids.
Yeah.
My granddaughter, which I've been raising for 5 years, has been saving money to go to Florida. She saved up over $200. And she's down in Florida now with her grandmother.
Great. With $200.
Well, besides my wife paying and everything going down.
Yeah, but it's $200 she didn't have before, Tommy.
Right.
Yeah.
But also I have a 1942 Walking Liberty half dollar that I found doing a remodeling job, which I gotta go get it appraised to see what it may be worth.
Hold on.
How did you know what to look for?
Well, I found it. I was doing some remodeling.
You found it at your house?
No. Yeah.
On a job?
I found it on a job.
And you stole it from somebody else's property.
What? No, it's somebody's saying.
This is a goddamn coin thief, and his daughter is running illegal coins in South Florida with her grandmama at Hooters. I broke that case.
Okay, Tommy. Okay.
Slow down.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. You broke Mike's heart. He was all excited.
Life broke Mike's heart, man.
He wanted to tell you all about his coin collection and his granddaughter. Oh, is that cool?
I found this on site, which means it ain't mine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.